Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
The Hooters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I love that song. That's a really good song. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I want to tell you about somebody. Dave. I want to tell you about Dave. Dave was the fifth of 12 children. Fifth of 12. Born during the Great Depression. His father worked at a sawmill and was a part-time basket weaver. Dave had problems. He was a stutterer. He had epilepsy, plus he had learning disorder. All of this prevented him from graduating from high school until he was 21, right? 3 years extra. So how do you like Dave's chances in life so far? But Dave was a good employee, first as a Fuller brush salesman and next as a route man for two bakeries. Then, with all of his personal challenges, he purchased and successfully ran a restaurant and a grocery store at the same time. Well, remember his father's part-time basket weaving? Well, Dave started selling baskets, first from his father's hand and later from Dave's factory. Oh, that's right. You didn't know Dave had a basket factory, did you? Well, this was the basket factory that Dave sold his two very successful businesses to buy. Turns out, Dave had serious entrepreneurial sap rising in his bark. Dave's friends and family and bankers were incredulous. Why leave a successful and sure thing like your restaurant and your grocery store to make baskets? By the way, they knew Dave didn't know anything about how to make baskets himself. So, would you invest in Dave right now? Well, it turns out Dave had vision. He envisioned a world that would need baskets. Lots of baskets. And Dave Longaberger wanted to fill that need. Over the next 25 years, Longaberger Baskets grew from selling a handful of Dave's father's baskets to millions of the Woven Wonders. Not too shabby for the stuttering, epileptic, learning-disabled son of a sawmill worker who took 15 years to get out of school. What Dave lacked in education, he made up for in uncanny instincts. Any lack of sophistication Dave had was more than compensated by an innate leadership ability that made employees want to follow him and customers want to do business with him. Dave liked to say, "Your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people." There's a lot of highly educated folks that I know, perhaps you do too, who still need to learn that lesson. Your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people. High touch, right? Nesbitt said that too, but he didn't say it before Dave Longaberger said it. Maybe John Nesbitt's high-tech, high-touch, maybe he learned that. Who knows? Maybe he learned that from Longaberger, right? He could have. You know, education is important, no question about it. But an educated entrepreneur without instincts and leadership ability is like a jeweled Spanish saddle with no horse to put it on. As we say of someone who possesses awesome ability, Dave was a horse. An entrepreneurial horse. So next time that you're feeling deficient because you don't have an MBA, ask yourself what Dave would have done. When you're tempted to have a pity party because you've had it tough, imagine what Dave Longaberger would have said if you tried to lay a whiny attitude on him. Think about what a challenge this man had in his life, his personal life, his professional life. Think about what he overcame. You know, this is what life does to you, isn't it, folks? When I'm feeling sorry for myself, when I'm walking around, riding around, and you know, thinking that the world is against me, and then I see other people who have much greater challenges, behaving with dignity, accomplishing stuff, living their lives, having a good attitude, not asking for anything else, not asking for anything special, just respect and an opportunity, right? That's all any of us should ask for and should think we have coming to us, is we should expect respect, and we should be given the opportunity. Just get out of my way and give me the opportunity, right? And if the world deals you a bad hand, then deal with it. Because you can look around you not very far and see somebody else who's had a worse hand than you. And if you watch them long enough, you'll probably see them doing something that might make you a little bit ashamed of yourself for whining, for having a whiny attitude. And whenever you do, I want you to think about Dave Longaberger, who stuttered, had a learning disability, he had epilepsy, and yet he wound up creating a company that made a lot of people happy with all of his baskets. So let me wrap up by quoting Dave Longaberger. Your success will ultimately depend on the relationships you build with people. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dave Longaberger was a horse. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.